RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana First, the headlines. Government strives community-based child protection. KPK investigator Nopal Baswedan to undergo surgery next week. Now the news in detail. In a working visit to West Sumatra province, which took place from April 16 to 22nd, Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection Yohana Susana Yambisa introduced a community-based child protection campaign called Cipirlian. Her ministry will perform a campaign all over Indonesia as an effort to reduce the number of child abused. This was stated by Minister Yohana Yambisa in the campaign in the Pil Kanting in Bukit Tinggi on Sunday. The campaign was delivered in the form of sound and dancing.
Berlian adalah salah satu program dari kementerian kami yang baru saja kami buat sejak
Berlian is one of programs of the ministry we made since 2015. Why the campaign is delivered the form of musical art? Because we feel that when it was delivered to the public, especially to young children directly as a lecture or discussion, it would be boring. So we decided to make the discussion in the form of music, and this could make many people understand what we deliver and our interactive would be improved. Minister Yohana further said that the government, communities, and parents need joint commitment to take precautions in protecting children. Therefore, the Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection is developing a community-based child protection by raising awareness and understanding of children's rights and protection among children and adults. Meanwhile, Bukit Tinggi Mayor Nurmantias Ramlan said that Bukit Tinggi administration is committed to empowering the children and protecting the children. The policy considered that friendly to women and children had been made, including coaching, we start from the family, restricting on the use of gadgets and the internet of children, arrangement of children's playground and public facilities and social facilities such as toilets and parking lot, which are friendly to women. KPK investigator Novel Baswedan will undergo surgery next week to repair his eyes following an ashy attack. Novel's brother Topit Baswedan said in Singapore on Monday that after an examination, doctors decide to suspend surgery until next week. On April 11, he had been performed the early morning prayer at the mosque near his house. Novel was attacked with hydrochloric acid by two men riding a motorcycle. The attack left Novel wounded in his left eye. Police are still hunting the attackers against Nopal. Police had found at the scene a cup used to contain the acid, questioned dozens of witnesses, and examined footages of the CCTVs mounted at the Nopal's house. Indonesian Women Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Susana Yambisa said that the United Nations has named Indonesia as one of the 10 pilot countries for gender equality. She feels that the government is responsible for achieving up to 50% participation rate for women in all sectors or equal to that of men by 2030. Recently, Minister Yohana has said in Batam, Riau Island province that UN sees Indonesia great potential. Being a majority Muslim country, Indonesia has actually appointed women to leadership positions. That's something that can't happen in other Muslim majority countries in the Middle East. Earlier, President Joko Widodo has been named as ambassador for the UN Women Campaign called He or She aimed at fighting for gender equality. Vice President Yusuf Kala also attended the He or She conference at the 71st UN General Assembly in New York in last September. Indonesia is considered capable of improving women's political participation. Indonesian Tourism Ministry officials and members of Ertiga Club Indonesia Depok Chapter RJDC have paid a visit to Tanjung Lesung in Banten Province more recently. The Automotive Club had a total 150 members of its community to join the trip with 57 cars. The head of RJDC, Husni Tamrin, said in Banten that the club took the Jakarta Merak toll road to Serang City, Pandeglang, and finally arrived at Tanjung Lesung after 185-kilometer 6-hour road trip. He also said that the participants arrived at 3 o'clock p.m. and stayed at the Tanjung Lesung Beach and Resort. During their stay, a board discussion titled Musyawarah Kerja Komunitas Otomotif and Touring 2017 was held. There was also a business presentation on tourism opportunities in Tanjung Lesung by Ida Irawati, who heads the government's team tasked with the accelerating development of 10 priority tourist destinations. The Directorate General of Taxation has said that it achieved 75% of its target in tax amnesty that ended on March 31st in what was recorded as the biggest tax amnesty in the country's history. As much as 4.88 quadrillion rupiah, or around $367.22 billion in asset value, was declared during the nine-month long tax amnesty. 147 trillion rupiah was repatriated asset, while the government secured 134.99 trillion rupiah in revenue from tariffs, according to office recently updated data. Tax office spokesman Hestu Yoga Saksama said while declared the asset exceeded the expectation, the repatriation and tariff revenue did not achieve its target. Hestu said at a media briefing in Tanjung Pandan, Bangka Belitung province on Sunday, out of the 1 quadrillion rupiah repatriation target, the government hits only 147 trillion rupiah, while compared to the 167 trillion tariff revenue target, the government got only 135 trillion. Has to admit that in 2016, 1,556,000 registered taxpayers paid less than they should have. The tax office recorded 35 trillion rupiah in areas that had been sought through the program. The Tourism Ministry Atan Buah Province off-road 2017, scheduled from April 22nd to April 23rd, is a cross-border activity to be joined by 100 cars and 400 participants, 100 of which will come from Timor-Leste. They will tour the border regions that separate Timor-Leste and Indonesia. The main event will take place in Atan Buah, the capital city of Belu Regency, East Nusa Tenggara, NTT, and the second largest city in Timor Island. The starting point on the day one will be located at Simpan 5 Atan Buah Field. The route heads to Mauhalet Waterfall, Fulan Fehan Valley, and Benten Ranu Hitu before going through the border highlands between Indonesia and Timor-Leste in the Lamakneng and South Lamakneng districts. Day two begins in Naikasa Village and heads to Kakuluk Mesak District and Timur Tengah Utara Regency before returning to Simpang Lima Field in Atan Buah for a closing ceremony. The last item in the wake of rampant fake news and hoaxes on the internet that have caused social discord, Indonesia online media outlets have established a forum in a bid to ensure credible digital content based on trusted information. The forum, the Indonesian Cyber Media Association, AMSI, is founded by 23 media companies, including the Jakarta Post.com, Kompas.com, and Kompas.com, which are committed
in collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand.
Says Laos, Mangun as its chairman. It already has 143 media companies as
Indonesia
members.
Is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse scenery, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforest of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly
and friendly in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel, hold my hand, stand with me.
Listener, a commentary today entitled Infrastructure Development in Joko Widodo Era. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the operation of Tanjung Priok Toll Road Access, North Jakarta, on Saturday, April 15, 2017. The 11.4-kilometer long road that provides access to intermodal land, sea, and rail is integrated from and to the port of Tanjung Priok. It is expected that this toll road access is able to facilitate the flow of goods to and from Tanjung Priok Port, which is the largest and the busiest port in Indonesia. Tanjung Priok Port serves as a gateway flow of export and import goods as well as inter-island goods. Tanjung Priok Access Toll Road is one of several infrastructure projects implemented by the government under President Joko Widodo, Director General of the Highways at the Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Arya Setiadi Murwanto, explained that the construction of Tanjung Priok Access Toll Road is part of realization of the target of the Minister of Public Works and People Housing, namely the construction of 1,800-kilometer-long toll road until 2019. Since taking office as a president in October 2014, Joko Widodo is committed to building infrastructure in Indonesia. In his state of address when celebrating the 71st Indonesian Independence Day at the House of the Representatives Building on August 16, 2016, President Joko Widodo revealed that a number of infrastructure built in his 2 years of his office, including the construction of highways, railways, sea toll roads, construction of airports, and others. The infrastructure development vigorously implemented by Joko Widodo government indeed required a lot of funds. Besides, its implementation often requires sacrifices such as land acquisition, road congestion caused during the construction of the infrastructure. However, the infrastructure projects are the foundation of people's economy. President Joko Widodo believes that if the project is completed on time, the economic growth will increase. Therefore, the president asks the ministries and agencies to pay attention to the infrastructure project scheduled for completion in 2018. It needs support from all parties so that the infrastructure development targets can be completed on time. Most importantly, all the infrastructure development done must be evenly distributed and can be felt by all walks of life in all regions of Indonesia. In addition, the development of infrastructure as set by the President must also be able to promote the economic growth for all the people of Indonesia. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with April 17, 1960, the Indonesian Islamic Students Movement was established. The Indonesian Islamic Student Movement, PMII, is a student movement that aims to realize a better Indonesia. It was established on April 17, 1960, against the background of the political situation in the 1960s that required students to take part in the political and social life in Indonesia. PMII establishment was led by the Young Nahdlatul Ulama members. Among the founders were Mahbub Junaidi and Subhan Z.I., a legendary journalist and politician. Indonesian Islamic Student Movement was born as a necessity in addressing the challenges of the times. Establishment of the Indonesian Islamic Student Movement organization started by the strong desire of NU students to establish a student organization based on the Quran and Hadith. Over now to 1961, Bay of Pig Invasion. A group of Cuban exiles financed and trained by the CIA lands at the Bay of Pigs in Cuba with the aims of ousting Fidel Castro. A group of Cuban refugees who have been trained by the CIA landed at the Bay of Pigs, Cuba with the aim of overthrowing the Cuban President Fidel Castro on April 17, 1961. U.S.-Cuba tensions have grown since Castro toppled the regime of right-wing military dictator General Fulgencio Batista, who supported the United States on January 1, 1959. On April 17, about 1,500 people on the run Cuban equipped with American weaponry landed on the southern coast of Cuba at the Bay of Pigs. They hoped to get support from the local population and intended to cross the island to Havana. CIA assumed that the invasion would lead to a popular uprising against Castro. However, the operation has been eagerly anticipated by Castro, and in anticipation of the attack, the government arresting a large number of anti-Castro Cubans. The failed Bay of Pigs invasion is very embarrassing, Kennedy administration then, and made Castro worry about the possibility of U.S. intervention in the future of Cuba. As a result of this failure, CIA Director Alan Jules, Deputy Director CIA Charles Cabell, and Deputy Director of Operation Richard Bissell was forced to resign. All three men responsible for the planning of operations at the CIA. Last is El Dorado dos Carajas massacre incident that occurred on April 17, 1996. El Dorado dos Carajas massacre was a shooting incident that occurred on April 17, 1996 in the town of El Dorado dos Carajas, Para State, Brazil. Brazilian military police opened fire on farmers who were protesting, resulting in 19 people killed and 60 people were seriously injured. Today, the incident is commemorated as the International Day of Peasant Struggle declared by Via Campesina, an international peasant movement that clicking the coordination of organization of small and medium-scale farmers, agricultural workers, rural women, and local communities in Asia, Africa, America, and Europe. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service with Focus. The theme of today's focus is Indonesia, Bosnia and Herzegovina agree to boost trade value. Indonesia, Bosnia and Herzegovina have agreed to increase trade value between the two countries. The efforts to be made are by encouraging contacts among business people, particularly with the signing of Memorandum of Understanding of Cooperation carried out by Chamber of Commerce and Industry in 2004. Through the bilateral consultation forum between Minister of Foreign Affairs of Republic of Indonesia and the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Bosnia and Herzegovina, which took place at the Foreign Minister Building in Jakarta on last Thursday, Director General for America and Europe at the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Muhammad Ansor, said that the site has invited business people of Bosnia and Herzegovina to attend the Trade Expo Indonesia 2017. The bilateral consulate foreign of Indonesia, Bosnia and Herzegovina is the first held since Memorandum of Understanding on bilateral consultation was signed in Jakarta on December 15, 2004. Muhammad Ansor explained that this forum is used to exchange views on domestic development, politics, economy, trade, investment, education, and socio-cultural and regional and international issues. The bilateral consultative forum focuses on reviewing the development of bilateral relations and cooperation as well as other important matters. On the occasion, Muhammad Ansor said that the government of Indonesia expressed appreciation to the government of Bosnia and Herzegovina on cooperation in Paris International Fora. In this meeting, the Indonesian delegation was led by Director General for America and Europe, Muhammad Ansor, while Bosnia and Herzegovina was led by Assistant Secretary of Bilateral Affairs and Economic Diplomacy, Amer Kapetanovic. Previously, in his meeting with Vice President Yusuf Kala on April 12, 2017, Amer offered Indonesia to make Bosnia and Herzegovina a main gate to the Balkans and Europe. In addition, Bosnia and Herzegovina is also in the process of entering European Union. The government of Bosnia and Herzegovina is committed to helping create the right environment for businesses of Bosnia and Herzegovina to be able to cooperate with business people in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Vice President Yusuf Kala said that Bosnia and Herzegovina is an old friend of Indonesia. President Suharto and President Megawati had been to Bosnia and Herzegovina. He hopes the increased cooperation between Indonesia and Bosnia and Herzegovina. Vice President Yusuf Kala also hopes that his visit to Bosnia and Herzegovina in the near future is helpful to encourage increased cooperation between the two countries. Therefore, he will invite business delegation from Indonesia. It is expected that the business can explore the potential of cooperation in the future. Vice President Yusuf Kala is scheduled to appear as a keynote speaker at Sarajevo Business Forum on 22nd until 23rd May 2017. The bilateral relation between Indonesia and Bosnia and Herzegovina had been established since the Republic of Indonesia recognized the independence of Bosnia and Herzegovina on 20th May 1992. Bosnia and Herzegovina were part of Yugoslavia. The diplomatic relation between the two countries was opened on 11 April 1994. Listener, that was Focus. Thanks for listening. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. In her walking visit to West Sumatra province, which took place from April 16 to 22nd, Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection Yohana Susana Yambisa introduced a community-based child protection campaign called Berlian. KPK investigator Nopil Baswedan will undergo surgery next week to repair his eyes following an acid attack. Nopil's brother Topik Baswedan said in Singapore on Monday that after an examination, doctors decided to suspend surgery until next week. Indonesian Women Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Susana Yambisa said that United Nations has named Indonesia as one of the 10 pilot countries for gender equality. Indonesian Tourism Ministry officials and members of Ertiga Club Indonesia Depok Chapter RCDC have paid a visit to Tanjung Lesung in Banten Province more recently. The Automatic Club had a total 150 members of its community to join the trip with 75 cars. The Directorate General of Taxation has said that it achieved 75% of its target in the tax amnesty that ended on March 31st in what was recorded as the biggest tax amnesty in the country's history. The Tourism Minister Atanbu Adventure Road Off-Road 2017, scheduled from April 22nd to April 23rd, is a cross-border activity to be joined by 100 cars and 400 participants, 100 of which will come from Timor-Leste. In the wake of rampant fake news and hoaxes on the internet that have caused social discord, Indonesian online media outlets have established a forum in a bid to ensure credible digital content based on trusted information. The forum, the Indonesian Cyber Media Association, AMSI, is funded by 23 media companies, including the JakartaPost.com, Tempo.co, Kompas.com, and Merdeka.com, which are committed to the print balance and responsible content that adheres to journalistic ethics. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesia. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Plaosan Temple in Central Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, Klaten Regency is one of areas in Central Java which directly borders with Yogyakarta. Topographically, it is located in between Mount Merapi and Mount Seribu. So, possibly, this area has many natural tourism objects, such as climbing the mountain and water tour like Umbul Jolotundo, Umbul Manten, and many others. Besides natural tour, Klaten also offers historical tour for visitors who are interested in historical spots in this area. One of them is Plaosan Temple, which is located at Plaosan Hamlet, Bugisan Village, Prambanan Sub-District, Klaten Regency, Central Java. Listeners,
Listeners, Plaosan Temple is ancient building complex which consists of Plaosan Lor Temple Complex and Plaosan Kidul Temple Complex. Plaosan Temple, which is Buddhist temple, was predicted to be built in the era of Rakai Pikatan government of the Kingdom of Mataram Hindu in the 9th century of Christian. In the Kri Kahulunan inscription, it was stated that Plaosan Lor Temple was built by Ratu Sri Kahulunan, who was supported by her husband Rakai Pikatan. At the time, Ratu Sri Kahulunan was Buddhist while Rakai Pikatan was Hindus. Listeners, Plaosan Lor Temple Complex has two main temples. The temple which is located in the north is named the North Main Temple with relief which describes women's figures, while Plaosan Lor Temple, which is located at the south, is named the South Main Temple with relief men's figures. At the northern complex, there is still terrace or open terrace with some Buddhist statues. The two main temples have six Dhyani Bodhisattva statues. Although this temple is Buddhist temple, the architecture style is collaboration between Buddha and Hindu. Listeners, people surrounding the temple annually hold twin temple festival at the temple's complex. This festival is the only cultural festival in big scale which is held in Klaten. If you want to visit this temple, you only pay the entrance tickets and sign the guest book. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Plaosan Temple in Central Java Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are. Welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Mengambil Liburan Panjang, which in English means taking long holiday. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Mengambil. Mengambil, in English, to take. Liburan panjang. Liburan panjang, in English, long vacation or long holiday. Hari ini. Hari ini. In English, today. Kelihatan. Kelihatan. In English, to see. Tidak gembira. Tidak gembira. In English, unhappy or not happy. Jengkel. Jengkel. In English, be annoyed.
Ada apa? Ada apa? In English, what happened? Bertengkar. Bertengkar. In English, to quarrel. Teman. Teman. In English, friend. Alasan. Alasan. In English, reason. Apa? Apa? In English, what? Akhir-akhir ini. Akhir-akhir ini. In English, lately. Kerjakan. Kerjakan. In English, to do. Tidak benar. Tidak benar. In English, not true. Melelahkan. Melelahkan. In English, tiring. Mungkin. Mungkin. In English, maybe. Pikir. Pikir. In English, to think. Perlu. Perlu. In English, to need. Penyegaran. Penyegaran. In English, refreshing. Pertimbangkan. Pertimbangkan. In English, to consider. Now, we give you an example of conversation entitled Mengambil Liburan Panjang, or in English means taking long vacation. The conversation is between A. Mary and B. Henny. A. Mary. Henny, mengapa hari ini kamu kelihatan tidak gembira? Henny, mengapa hari ini kamu kelihatan tidak gembira? In English, Henny, why do you look unhappy today? B. Henny, saya sedang jengkel. Saya sedang jengkel. In English, I'm annoyed. A. Mary, ada apa? Ada apa? In English, what happened? Apakah kamu sedang bertengkar dengan teman kamu? Apakah kamu sedang bertengkar dengan teman kamu? In English, are you having a quarrel with your friend? B. Henny, tentu saja tidak. Tentu saja tidak. In English, no, I'm not. A. Mary, kalau begitu alasannya apa? Kalau begitu alasannya apa? In English, so, what is wrong? B. Henny, akhir-akhir ini, apapun yang saya kerjakan, semua tidak benar. Akhir-akhir ini, apapun yang saya kerjakan, semua tidak benar. In English, lately, all I did, they were not true. A. Mary, apakah pekerjaan kamu terlalu melelahkan? Apakah pekerjaan kamu terlalu melelahkan? In English, are you tired with your work? B. Henny, mungkin. Mungkin. In English, maybe. A. Mary, kalau begitu, saya pikir kamu perlu mengambil liburan untuk penyegaran. Kalau begitu, saya pikir kamu perlu mengambil liburan untuk penyegaran. In English, I think you have to take vacation for refreshing. B. Henny, baiklah, saya akan pertimbangkan. Baiklah, saya akan pertimbangkan. In English, alright, I will consider it. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. In English, thank you. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again tomorrow with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you again and sampai jumpa. We'll be right back.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Hernita, in our regular segment of Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern one. In today's edition, we'll present to you some Indonesian Kroncong songs. To initiate today's regular Music Corner, let's listen to the first song entitled Tanah Airku by Asri Sarjo. That was the song entitled Tanah Airku by Asri Sarjo. As the title, the song tells about the beautiful of Indonesia's archipelago. The highly towering mountains, steep valleys, the rivers flowing through lush forest toward the blue sea. All that made Indonesia the enchanting and beautiful country. That is the wealthy homeland of Indonesia that has been described in the song Tanah Airku. The song becomes one of the Indonesian original Kroncong songs and has been dedicated not only by Asri Sarjo but also many other Kroncong singers. Listener, for the next song, I will dedicate to you a song entitled Kroncong Suci by Ida Rashid.
Thank you.
The song entitled Suci is another original Keroncong song which was composed by Indonesian talented composer or songwriter Mus Mulyadi, who also a well-known Keroncong singer. Unlike the song Tanah Airku, which the nationalism theme song, the song Suci is the love theme song. The feeling of love was firstly grown since the first sight. The soft voice of Ida Rashid has made the song getting more enjoyable to listen. Well, listener, now we end today's segment of Music Corner with the last two songs entitled Keroncong Kemayoran by Asri Sarju and Senja by Ika Karsono. Enjoy the songs and sampai jumpa.
kini asik gandang dia jadi begini lantaran dia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.